We've all had impossible terrains to navigate. Difficult terrains. Now, maybe a long distance to travel by car, or a trip that took multiple planes over the course of a day or more. One that I will be taking soon. 3 planes in one day for 25 hours. You know, and perhaps a drive in an unfamiliar place, you know, prior to Google Maps on your phone. Or maybe it was just getting out of the driveway on a snowy and icy morning. Now, personally, I can probably check all of those boxes. That's one sort of terrain to navigate. And then there's the terrain of our mental, emotional, and spiritual lives. Those valleys and mountains that present obstacles and distances that seem almost too big and far to overcome. Now, today, our scriptures full of impossibilities, paradoxes of impossibilities. Take, for example, our first reading, Baruch. Baruch urges joy at the unlikely prospect of the homecoming of the children of Israel, scattered far and wide. And Paul, in our second reading, he was writing with such affection and conviction of hope, but he was writing from within the walls of a prison. And John the Baptist in our gospel is but a single voice crying out, and yet that single voice draws great attention and crowds. Christ, it is foretold, will change the world, a world that is filled with brutal, ruthless rulers, described in the opening lines of our gospel today. Painted before us, brothers and sisters, in our scriptures, is scene after scene of impossibilities, a terrain of towering mountains and deep, rugged valleys. And yet, in the eyes of Baruch, in the eyes of Paul and John the Baptist and Christ Jesus, none of these are obstacles in the light of hope and faith in the God who dwells among us, in the God who is Emmanuel. Now, part of me in this homily wanted to preach about how God is working in the terrain of our own lives, of our own personal lives. And as a people of faith, we believe this is so. God is always working along those humps and obstacles in our own lives. But the more I reflected on it, the more I realized that the message today is far more a communal message than a personal one. Baruch was offering a message of joy to the nation of Israel, scattered though they may be. And Paul was writing to a community of believers, Philippians. John the Baptist was preaching to the crowds. And Christ comes not just for you and not just for me, but to redeem all of creation. As a community, we are being asked in what way we as Christians will change the terrain of the world. Because we are the presence of Christ. And to be disciples of Christ is to be agents of change. As Christians, how will we change the terrain of the world? In what ways are we, like Baruch, reaching out to those who are in exile alone? Are we aiding those who seek refuge and safety? Or like that of Paul, are we tending to those who are imprisoned in institutions? Tending to those who are imprisoned by depression and addiction? And like that of John the Baptist, do we realize we are to call others and invite others? Now, part of being a disciple, again, is to use our voice, just like John the Baptist. To use our voice to reach out, to call out those who maybe are living in barren deserts, the dryness of their hearts. Maybe God is so far away. Those who are in despair, those who do not see God in the world. And it may feel impossible at times. You know, sometimes I wish I have a magic wand. Swish and flick and everything's all right. It is impossible at times. You know, can we really change the world amid the disasters and discord that surround us? And yet, as evidenced by the list of long and difficult names, our God works within history. And our God works within us. Yes, our God always works within history. Now, despite the persecutions of the early Christians, they thrived. And now we're all over. Christians all over the world. And despite the world wars that we have undergone, there were Schindlers that rose among them. There were people that opened their homes. And despite all the calamities that the world has been experiencing in the beginning, people still opening their homes, Christ is still touching the hearts of people, because God is always working within history. Our God works within us. And our God works in our lives and navigates with us the terrains that we traverse. And with eyes of hope and eyes of faith, our terrain can change. As the gospel said, valleys can be filled, mountains are leveled. With eyes of hope and eyes of faith, mountains offer a view, and valleys lead to strength.